クライシス。霞の城はこの俺が守る。
Welcome to the Toy Podcast Week 2. Yay!
I'm amazed we made it to a second week.
I'm amazed we made it through the first.
Oh my god. I'm amazed I actually was able to edit the first one and actually ended up being good.
I still haven't listened to it.
I haven't listened to it.
To fight people that...
I didn't listen to it. I'm just here for no reason.
Well, you know,
what?
All right, so I guess we should, you know, for those of you who didn't listen to the first episode, I'm Mr. Kona Taizumi.
Woo!
Everyone else?
I'm Prime Guy.
I'm Shockwave.
I am Skeletor.
And your voice still sucks.
And yeah. I am Ramses, a.k.a. Action Master Anonymous.
And this week's special guest is...
She has hot body. It is perfect. Great porn.
That's Vangelis,
oh,
for those
no.
of you who don't recognize the voice.
Hello.
This is the still unnamed toy podcast.
I say we call it the...
Hold on. Just before we go on. I just want to say that.
Somebody
needs to... Anyways.
Why are we all talking at the same time?
Anyway, so as I was trying to say, one more person might be joining us soon. He's right now eating, but... I'll get to when he comes in. You'll yeah, but he's another. He's
so
an anonymous.
Have another soldier joining us.
Exactly.
Anyway, welcome to the second episode of the still unnamed toy podcast. We may call it the Toy Batcave.
The Toynosaurus.
Everybody loves Batman.
Because it's the I was gonna say the Castle Toy Skull.
Look at this.
Castle Toy Skull is a good idea too, right, Skeletor?
Toy Turnia.
It's got some nice double T going on.
The city of Toyville.
Anyway.
The island of misfit toys.
If you didn't understand our hideous neckbeard voices, once again, I am Mr. Kona Toizumi. We also have Shockwave, That Prime Guy, Ramses Rivera, a.k.a. Action Master Anonymous, Skeletor,
Yo.
And our special guest, Vangelis. We also may have another person joining us later in the show.
So
I don't know
so
why
you
call me that anymore. But again, I've kind of switched here and there.
I think we should start by talking about the conveniently scripted agenda.
Excellent.
First item here is something about Square Enix announcing figures at TGS. I know nothing about this, so I'll click the link.
Square Enix announces new Playarts figures for Devil May Cry 4, the figures of Dante and Nero, as well as Bayonetta and Janine from this year's TGS.
So wait.
Bayonetta with tiny head and big boobies and...
And of course that ass.
And gun heels.
Does Square Enix normally make figures for other companies? For other licenses?
I usually think so. It surprised me.
Actually, here's the official explanation. Just recently, they outsourced their play art figures into other licenses. The first major outside of Square Enix one will be Resident Evil 5, which will be out in January, and it will include Sheva Alomar and Chris Redfield from Resident Evil 5.
You mean we'll finally get a Sheva figure that doesn't have a camel toe like a brick?
Nope, as a matter of fact, I was at Comic-Con, you see it, bam, it's really, really nice looking.
I'm looking right at her crotch, there is no camel toe, and I'm doing this for science.
For science!
toy collector.
So, yeah, I don't have any play arts, though I wanted one, okay, I forget the name of it. What is Sora in the yellow outfit called? What is that form called? Because I wanted that figure. I wanted that play art.
Wisdom is blue.
Is that Master?
No, Master was Master the... Was Master was the blue one? Wasn't Master the black and white one?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the yellow one was.
Well, either way, the yellow Sora.
Yeah, I wanted the yellow Sora. That's what I wanted from play arts, and I don't really know where to buy play arts, so...
You know the local anime import shop or your favorite comic book shop?
Diamond Distributor.
My favorite comic book shop is less toys and more every comic you'd ever want ever. They don't really have that much toy. The most recent toy they have is the Beta Ray Bill wave of Marvel Legends.
Oh, wow.
My favorite comic store is nothing because I live in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I shipped him something, and they actually charged me extra for it being a rural area.
A what?
Oh, USPS. You never see.
Yeah, but
no, that was US. That was UPS.
Oh, well, that too.
Dude, I'm telling you, the postmaster, wherever you live, fucked you over. I'm telling you. Because I've never had to deal with that in my life.
I'm not going to bitch about it. It was a dollar. But that's what you get for living in West Virginia.
Yeah.
I know.
Middle of nowhere, Hicksville.
So back on the topic of play arts, though. Yeah. The play arts I have that is my personal favorite is Gebrand. Judge Gebrand from FF12. Yes.
So if they made a toy where you could press its back and it said, I'm Captain Bosch from Dalmasca, I may have...
They did make Vaughn. He did not have... Action Bosch feature, thankfully. Although I did take yellow postcards and cut them up to give yellow cards to Gebrant so he can randomly flag players.
Okay, this is going to be tremendously embarrassing, but when it comes to play arts, the only time I've actually really wanted one was to engage in my 1997, 12-year-old fantasy of having an awesome Sephiroth toy because I was one of those kids. But
don't
I never
feel bad
buying one because it was too expensive.
Oh, don't feel bad. I have one for the exact same reason.
I have an embarrassing one as well.
It has a sword and doesn't afraid of anything.
Damn it. Let me talk. Anyways, I have Edward Elric from Full Metal Alchemist as a play art. Shut up. That's not as bad as. Yeah, okay,
I wanted
fine.
Sephiroth and Vincent. I think that's probably the pits.
That's not too bad. You could have wanted Cloud.
The guy in armor from a Full Metal Alchemist. I think you were just talking about him, but I like how it's completely realistic, and then there's a second head that has an anime face on it.
Wait,
yeah. What the hell?
Wait, the owl figure. Does anyone have the owl play arts? Because it actually does look very nice. Does it have good articulation?
Yeah, but I have it, and I like it.
I'd easily consider buying the owl figure just because, you know, I liked FMA and I enjoy Brotherhood, so.
As a matter of fact.
Or go ahead.
Also, as I was going to say, they are going to continue in this Play Arts Kai set. They're going to be continuing the Full Metal Alchemist.
Does this mean we're going to get Scar?
No. First three figures we're going to get is going to be Al. It's going to be Edward, and we're going to have, what's his face? The Flame Guy.
How dare they make the main characters first?
Oh, my God, I can't remember his name. I used to have a pair of his fucking gloves, and I can't remember his name.
Okay, so, but yeah, that's also the same. They also announced Final Fantasy XIII figures as well, but...
Ooh,
you know,
big surprise!
That's one of the things that, like, we don't really need to mention that. More people are more inclined to get, the Devil May Cry ones or the Bayonetta ones.
Now, if they announce Final Fantasy VI play arts, then I'll be on board.
I don't know anything about Final Fantasy 13, but it says that there's an Odin that turns into a horse and a Shiva that turns into a crazy motorcycle, and that actually really gets me interested because, like, I don't actually know anything about the game, but if there's, like, this crazy techno fantasy motorcycle that turns into a chick, that's actually kind of cool, but I don't know if that's how that works.
Oh, yeah, I kind of don't like that, too.
I haven't played an FF game since 10. 10 totally turned me off the franchise.
Play 12. It's like Star Wars in Britain.
Because I fucking hated 10 as a game, so I have nothing. I have no. I just know what Mega 64 said about 12.
Yeah.
I've only played Final Fantasy 1, a little bit of 5, and I played Crisis Core a little bit. That's all my experience.
Oh my god.
Here's my experience. I haven't played a single one.
I played that one shooting game with Vincent in it, and I wanted to kill myself afterwards.
Yeah, that's not a good game.
Bridge of Cerberus wasn't too bad.
Then why are you still here?
I said one.
I've heard that PlayArts are, like, some of you guys actually have them, so you could confirm, but one of the other reasons I wanted to get a PlayArts is because, like, aside from, you know, satisfying the 12-year-old deep within my chest, I've heard they're actually pretty solid toys now.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I haven't given them a...
They're very sturdy plastic, and their accessories are large, and they're large figures, and they go really well with other things that happen to be that awkward 9-inch height.
For the person who had Al, how is Al, like, chunky? Does he look big on the shelf?
No.
I thought he would be big.
Wait a minute. They're nine inches tall. Seriously?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Is Ed 9 inches tall? Because that would make sense.
No, he's more like 5, I'm sure. Gotta be, right?
Ed should be in proportion to the others.
They might be varying scale, I don't know, but I know that Gabran stands a good 8.5 inches.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, Gabran is huge.
The only figure I got that big is Big O and Ryu, so yeah, maybe I won't buy them now.
Okay, you've got to mention Big O.
Weird having really ridiculous things.
When we do the haul topic, you've got to mention Big O. You've got to do that later.
Okay, I'll try.
Anyway,
can we talk about Cloud Strife perfume?
You can buy the display case now, but yeah, I'll totally bring them out if you want to.
Cloud Strife perfume? What?
Bottom of that page of the Tokyo Hunter link. Cloud Strife Eau de Toilette.
What?
Cloud Strife smells like a toilet?
What?
Yes.
Apparently, according to this, this unisex perfume has a very soft and pleasant smell that I like and wouldn't mind using it if there's ever an occasion that would prompt me to use it. More suitable for men, IMO.
Unisex, just like every other Final Fantasy character.
Wait. The only way I will buy Cloud Strife perfume is if it comes with a vat of hair gel.
It doesn't look like
it probably does.
It has to.
Damn.
It is hair gel. Just spray it under your neck.
And it spikes your hair automatically.
It's like some form of crazy hormones. Super Saiyan in a bottle.
So,
Super Saiyan.
No, listen. The perfume bottle is a really, really small version of the Buster Sword.
Oh, heck. That is awesome.
Really? Is it, or am I just like...
No,
is
I'm
it, like,
kidding.
Set it
no, that'd be the
oh. No. Because, it's just like a glass tower, but if you look at it funny, then you're kind of like, oh, it looks sort of like a sword because there's edges on it.
It's got some nice engraving.
I'll just break it, then it works as a sword.
I don't know. The only Final Fantasy glassware I've bought was the Final Fantasy XII potion bottles. I then filled them with vitamin water and threw them at friends.
like which flavor?
Final Tactics. Final Fantasy Tactics, though.
Well, the problem with the potions is that they taste exactly like they smell, and they smell like potpourri.
Oh God!
Oh my God!
Have you ever tasted potpourri? It's a very weird taste.
Oh.
Yeah, I have.
I can't even imagine.
That is horrible.
I actually tried in Japan, they had mana potion in, like, cans. They were selling it at, like, the 7-Eleven. And I was like, oh my god, I'm in Japan. I better try some of this Final Fantasy VII, like, HP potion and mana potion so I can, like, shoot fireballs, because obviously it'll work. And I tried some of it, and it was like, if you took citrus soda and then pulled all the carbonation out of it and added 3 times the sugar, that's kind of what it tasted like. So it was neat for a couple seconds, and then, like, I tried a second sip, and I was like, okay, wait, no, I can't deal with this for another couple minutes, so I'll just put this down over here.
Yeah, well, I've had an experience like that. Yeah, it sucks.
Well, the canned Final Fantasy XII potions taste different from the bottled ones. The canned ones are actually really yummy. They're like Code Red mixed with gamer fuel in a very good way.
That sounds delicious. So like a more...
Welcome to the Toy Podcast, CK edition.
So yeah. Kind of like a more thoroughly more cherry-flavored... a more cherry-flavored Code Red game fuel then.
Yeah, we were living off of those at Anime Expo, sitting there behind the projectors, chugging them, laughing at the people, laughing at the movies. It was great.
That was better than the Blaze Blue stuff they had at PAX.
Blaze Blue the drink?
What? Yeah, there was a Blaze Blue HP and mana potion as well. And
cow caca urine.
The best way to describe it is to describe every, like, almost every single person I saw go up to get a free sample was they would take a sip. And then they would, you know, the person who gave it to them would be like, hey, so do you want to buy some? And the person, you know, with it still in their mouth, they would kind of shake their head and go like, mm-mm-mm-mm, with a smile on their face. And they'd turn around, and their eyes would just bug out, and they'd be like,
so,
and then
so
they can, wait, hold on. Hold on. So after that, they can do a Furin Kazan?
So it was Cow Caca Pee, then.
Oh, according to my friend who tried it, it was like if you took Flintstones vitamins and ground them into powder, then mixed them into water.
That was, oh, God. Like.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can taste it, and I haven't had any.
Jesus.
Ew. I mean, apparently, like, okay, so, like, a little cup of it was also worth two full cups of coffee, so there's that, but it would, you know, you were suffering for that little boost of energy.
I'll just stick with injecting caffeine into my veins, thank you much.
It sounds like me when I was on
cocaine like a man. Jesus Christ!
It sounds like me when I took that ephedrine. I started out, it made me like have like a nervous breakdown at one point.
The ephedrine did.
Yes, that's why you saw all those texts on my Twitter. I'm like, oh God, I'm freaking out, man! I'm freaking out.
I wondered what the hell.
What
was
about your time at Comic Con, Rams?
Shut up.
Apparently, this is a good story.
Oh, God.
So, your guests are waiting line.
I'm going to interrupt everything and mention on the podcast that I just started a thread on board for, like, call-ins so people can make shout-outs and ask questions for later. So, letting you know, I may be referring to that thread later on in the podcast.
I will take a picture of the thread as well.
Before all 10,000 people join and the connections cut out completely.
They can't join unless I let them. I rule this cast with an iron fist.
Well, no, I mean, not call in, not like on, be on the show, but like I'm going to like post questions and thoughts on the board so we can read them in the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
That'd be great.
Oh, that's a text in.
That is notably not usurping my authority. I'm okay with this.
Text in type of thing. Like somebody's already asked a question for Vangelis that we'll be asking later in that segment. We'll be having a special segment for that. So I guess we should move on to the next news bit, which is SH Figuarts. The new SH Figuarts.
Yeah!
Coming like a double!
I'm just gonna, off the bat, mention, oh my God, Goku.
Oh, wait.
Goku!
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
And more pretty cute.
Sadly, I'm waiting for Cell.
Hey, I don't know, Goku's not as crazy as that figure we saw the prototype for with the moving biceps.
Oh, that's the Master Grade figurines.
Yeah.
Bandai decided to license out their Master Grade line and decided to do other figures with it. It's gonna cost, I did research on this, it was like $45 for it. And yeah, it was
moving
something.
Biceps, what do you mean?
Okay, when you move his arm up, like he's curling, his bicep raises. He
oh my God, what, kind of like the moon
awesome.
Eyes on Hot Toys figures?
Yeah, yeah, holy it's shit. That level of nuts.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible. Wow.
That's...
See, I'm worried about Goku just because, you know, they can't... Because he's got the yellow tint on his body and on his clothes, they can't give him a normal head.
Well,
like, they could, but it wouldn't look right.
Yeah.
Wait, is the Goku in Super Saiyan or just normal?
It's in Super Saiyan because they pictured him with the Super Saiyan head and he's got the yellow tint on his clothes.
Well, yeah, to be fair, they could pack him with various Super Saiyan heads or different heads.
Yeah, it's called the Super Saiyan
Goku.
He'll come with 400 heads, each with only a hair difference.
Awesome.
Well, they'll also have a secondary head that you attach the hair to where he's just screaming.
No, I was going to say, yeah, they'd have to have an open mouth. They'd have to have an open mouth face.
Yeah, that was, I think...
That way you can be on your shelf for 45 days. And it's like you're really watching Dragon Ball Z.
You pose him on the shelf, come back to him a week later. It's just like watching the show.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
No, that's one of the figure inserts that you build, like the Figma stages. Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Screaming.
I'd like to see more in the Dragon Ball Z line. I want to see a Trunks. Somebody on...
Self-perfect form.
Somebody on Toy said that a Great Saiyaman would be cool, and I would totally buy a Great Saiyaman figure without thinking.
Dude, I would buy a Saiyaman and have him team up with Decade.
I want a Saiyaman, I want a Trunks, and I'd really like to see possibly even a Gotenks. Obviously a Vegeta, a Cell, a Frieza, a Final Four Majin Buu, the Androids. There are so many places they could go with this line.
So you want everybody.
I want everybody, except for maybe the side characters.
Myself. That's about
every
all.
Every major character and major villain from DBZ I want on my shelf in figure arts form.
You know, and they could save so much money on just recasting the heads for every figure.
No, I would spend a small fortune on DBZ fig arts.
Me? You know what I would like to see? I wanted to go back to do Dragon Ball toys, but I wanted to do like Jackie Chun or something like that. Like Master Roshi to Jackie. I would totally buy that.
I'd buy a Master Roshi figure.
Oh, I would buy a Master Roshi figure so quick.
But like I said, it has
to
be
come
in
with
Jackie.
Porno mags.
Porno mags.
And you'd post them next to all your Bushi shankies.
It'd be something him and Snake could have in common. They'd ship with porno.
Oh.
Well, there's a way to easy customize a Master Roshi if you really care about it.
I was going to say, I'd like to see a blank body figure arts. And you know what I'd do with a blank body figure arts? Make a Stig.
Oh.
I would make a Stig figure arts.
Do it.
Some say underneath his mask is another mask.
Some say.
I can't.
Apparently, some
say
people say
he's so manly.
Some say his heart is an upside down.
Anyway, going back to the main like meat and potatoes of this conversation.
Yeah.
Not only did they show off Goku, but they also showed off various Kamen Rider stuff as well.
Drool
indeed. Here's the official breakdown that we know so far. I don't know if anything else has appeared since then, but we're gonna get W figures. Kamen Rider W in his Cyclone Joker form, Luna Trigger, and his Heat Metal form, and we already seen Ixa, but we finally could see him in person as well. So your thoughts, opinions?
Ixa is a beast, and I'm glad he had a date under his name, because that means that he's actually going to come out sometime soon, not like poor Master Asia.
Oh, you had to remind us of that, didn't you?
January 2010 for
Ixa. Yep.
I'm all set.
I think he even had a price, like typical Fig Arts price, but the doubles, that kind of surprised me and it blew me away, because the thing they did on double, I know that some people didn't like it, but it totally worked for me, is they made his antenna like 5 times bigger.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's awesome huge.
Yeah, I like that too.
And also, like, okay, I know that there's, like, also discussion on this, but I really kind of doubt he can split in half, because I was looking at, back when they were showing off those split-in-half double toys, like, if you think about it, if they're going to be poseable, like, Fig Arts, to split in half, the head, the neck, and at least the upper torso are all going to have to be, like, separate pieces, and I just don't think it would really turn out all that well.
It'd be too much tooling.
Well,
there's not enough.
I thought of a way they could do that, but it wouldn't be worth it.
It'd be expensive. Yeah. That's like a masterpiece figure arts double.
Yeah, well, the best way, at least if you could split it, is have one half have actually the ball joint so you could keep it in there. That'd be the only way that I could feasibly see at least.
Oh, that's actually an idea.
That would be.
And then you could split it up.
Connected by pegs or something, right?
Yeah.
That's feasible.
That would be pretty badass, yeah.
But I'm assuming from at least
the antenna would have to come out off or something, though.
Also at the show, they had a painted prototype of Tsukasa Tate, Decade linebacker.
and they have picture that came out from the right, that one perfect angle that makes him look really nice in order to counteract all the promo pictures. that are like from front, where he looks like he's wearing like 15 boxes.
Yeah, he looks like a linebacker.
That's horrible. How did that get past design? Wow.
I'll say this here and now. I like it. I like it because he doesn't move, but if you watch when he's actually complete form, he doesn't really move that much anyway. He just kind of poses dramatically, waves his weapon around, and then poses some more. So it works for me.
I like the idea they had, because they said they felt that form didn't look kind of armored up enough for a final form. So like it's kind of striking me the same as that Alternity Bumblebee, where it looks like a case of a figure where there's certain angles that really work, and he looks pretty cool, and there's certain angles that don't really work, and he looks kind of funny. So I got to see one in person, I think.
I really do agree. On the Alternity Bumblebee front, if you look at him from the front, he's weird. But if you look at him from the side, he's awesome. Alternity Bumblebee definitely is, like, it depends on the angle.
And, keep going?
Oh, no, go ahead.
So, anyways, since now we're gonna go into like rage mode, but they announced quite a few Tamashii Web exclusives as well while they're at it.
Tornadoer, Trinity Form. Let's see, I'm staring at him right now. Sieg, we already know both Rising Ultimate.
I'm
gonna
mention something really quick. That voice you're hearing is the other guy that joined us. He wound up joining us after all.
Oh, snap!
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Hello.
Hello! Hello, NC. Yes.
I don't know, nameless chibi, so you can see it up there, but yeah. I'm just random dude. I know Rams in real life.
Anyway, do continue.
Oh but, my god. What is this real life you talk about?
The crappiest game in the world.
Man, the graphics suck, the patches are crap. They still haven't fixed that California
I think we're gonna wind up
I'm telling you, I'm getting
everywhere.
Tired of this whole feeling gimmick. It's ridiculous.
I found the console. I don't know what your guys' problem is. I just typed in God, and it was fine.
But let's see. Back on the fig arts, the exclusives is spoilers, if you care about. If you what?
Hmm?
But yeah.
You're saying, yeah.
Hmm?
Keep going.
Tornadoer, and Trinity Form. The both Rising Ultimate, because we already know about that for Kuga. Sieg, of course, and I'm assuming Sieg comes with a box full of feathers, and and Pretty Cure Red and Green.
Skeletor of Earth Sector 2814. You have the ability to feel great rage.
Wow.
I know nothing of Pretty Cure.
See, though, we may get exclusives if I don't know if you guys have been following, but on Bandai's site, there's a poll asking if we were to do a web shop, what would you like to see? And one of those options on the poll is import Bandai toys, and that happens to be winning.
I voted.
Theoretically, if they start selling import toys on the Bandai web shop, then we could see the Tamashii exclusives in the U.S.
That'd be so awesome.
If I could buy SOC Getter Dragon whenever it comes out and actually go through there instead of having to go through the middleman stuff, I'd totally be up for that.
I'd rather use Bandai than the middleman easily.
Yeah, like I don't mind like ex-Japan, but like it just would be more. It would feel less like a weird kind of shady deal, because going through the middleman, even if it's a really trustworthy one, it still feels so uncertain, and you have to pay like 3 months in advance, and it just feels kind of odd. And it'd be nice if there was an alternative.
Hey, man, I bought the Big O add-on set. Believe me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it feels weird.
I bought the what is it? Amazing Mighty Kuga. I think now. A month or two ago, I paid for it.
When was that supposed to be released?
Yeah, actually? I think I'll owe him like $30 shipping after it. So yeah, it's weird.
Oy.
You have my sympathies. Anyways,
what's our next notion?
What is our next? Schedule?
Michael Bay announces July 1st, 2011 will be the date for Transformers 3, and back to the helm of the sinking ship. I do not know what I think of this.
The whole world is shocked.
Or no, something. I'm worried what Hasbro's going to do in 2010 now, because I thought the movie was going to come out in 2012. So I thought what was going to happen was 2010 was going to be Universe, 2011 was going to be the new cartoon that's coming out in 2010, and then 2012 would be movie. But now, What are they going to do with the toys from the new cartoon? When are those going to come out, and how long are they going to be out?
I haven't even seen anything on the new cartoon. All I know is that
we don't know anything about it, but and we don't even know if it's officially happening. But Hasbro's getting its own channel. Of course, they're doing a Transformers cartoon.
They might just rerun some of the older Transformers, or attempt to translate the Japanese.
They're going to rerun G1 in the universe and Armada.
It would shock me if they do reruns. It would absolutely shock me. They don't have the rights to the old cartoons.
Well, that's the thing, though.
G1, but they don't own the rights to any of the anime.
If they get the rights to the Japanese Beast Wars and redub it, it would give them a chance to show something in the States that was never shown in the States,
but
and to merchandise.
They bring out toys for that?
They can. All they have to do is go to Takara and go, hey, want some of your
Hasbro would do something like that.
Give us Lyo Kaiser, please. Or not Lyo Kaiser. Wow, I set that up. Never mind. Lyo
well, I was going to say, they actually, it's like, this may be like the most rudimentary thing they can do, but they did dub some of the stuff like Headmasters.
No, those are terrible. Those are terrible dubs.
Yeah, but they should just put it in just for the lulz.
I am the Decepticon Ninja Consultant. New Soundwave.
Billy, don't die! I'm sorry,
Skippy, actually, you know, if they aired Headmasters, Master Force, and Victory either dubbed or subbed at like 3 in the morning on Hasbro Channel, I would watch them so hard. I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, man. I would kill if they actually
I got a DVR,
released, like,
so,
proper
yeah, I would do that too.
Actually, if they did subtitles of all with all the Japanese G1 series and aired them on Hasbro Channel, I would watch them without thinking. I like the designs from Victory. I have never watched Victory.
Victory, I grew up watching it in Mexico myself, and it's spectacular. Like, it's a flawless... What's up?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, keep going. No. Oh. I don't want to interrupt the great fan. Okay, go!
Okay. I was just trying to think. I don't know who has the current rights to the Japanese series. Cause I know in the UK they were actually able to release them on DVD. Like, I think it was
I can't remember how it was.
DVD,
yeah, no. It was like Mad Factory or something.
Yeah, that's who it was, and that's why I'm not sure if like they got. I don't know what kind of release rights they got, so I'm not sure if that would get in the way or not.
It was subtitles, comprehensive, and they have those big box sets with them.
Yeah.
Not only that, but they were Region Zero the DVDs.
Yeah, but I don't wanna look for a region free. Like, if they played them on American television subtitled, I'd watch them. Because I don't know about you all, but I have Hasbro Channel already. I have Discovery Kids. I'll be getting Hasbro Channel when it comes out.
Yeah, same here.
Unfortunately don't have TV.
No, I don't know what they're going to do with it in Canada. for our Canadian friends like Vangelis, I don't know if they're getting Hasbro Channel or not.
We will be, but it's going to be in like sectioned downloadable reruns found on sites like btjunkie.org.
Oh boy.
That's how I get the TV now.
I'm thinking what Hasbro's going to do is they've got Monkey Bar TV as a resource. I think what they're going to do is they're probably going to relaunch Monkey Bar TV, redo it to something similar to Hulu for their channel.
That'd be nice.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. I think whenever Hasbro has the opportunity to show to merchandise their products with cartoons, they do it. I think that Hasbro will jump on the opportunity to have that backlog of programming to show on their website. Hasbro seems very willing to expand their products into the internet field, so I wouldn't be surprised if their channel has a huge online component.
That would definitely work out very well for them. Plus, it would help cut down on piracy.
They haven't even announced the name of it yet.
Discovery Hasbro.
I don't think it's going to be called Hasbro Channel because there's still Discovery Kids content on it. I think it's going to have the Discovery name in it somewhere.
Discovery Hasbro?
Discovery Bro.
Possibly. Discovery Bro. Oh my god.
Bro,
it'll be an hour and a half.
Discovery, there we go.
Body spray.
No. You're all wrong. It's Discover Pro.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have watched Discovery Kids, but it really is a subpar channel. It really doesn't have anything going for it.
I'm guessing that's how they bought it. It was like Discovery's like, yeah, we got this awesome kids channel.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
like,
how they
it's
bought
really
it,
cheap,
really.
Well, give it to me, please. Take it
like,
from us.
Well, seriously, they're like, we got the
Discovery. I'll give you $10.50 for it.
No,
that's
seriously, like,
probably that's probably why they got Discovery Kids, you know, so easily.
For about $3.50.
Yeah, apparently they didn't spend too much on it. They got it very easily. That's a channel that doesn't even have commercials on it.
Yeah, and it's like the only show that's notable on it is like that.
That's
show
about
with,
to change.
No, it's like the only show that I know it's notable. It's like it has that show with like Steve Irwin's daughter.
Wait,
Mindy.
What?
Yeah, she has like her own show where she's like rescuing pets and stuff like that. I'm not shitting you.
I didn't even know about
this. I've seen this because my niece and nephew watched it. It was random and what?
The last
hey,
I heard about Bindi
right,
was
I'll
that
be right back, guys. I'll, do continue talking without me. I'll be right back.
Oh, we will.
We'll find something.
Okay.
All right, next item on the agenda, just because he's gone and we can do this to him. Shit ton of G.I. Joe stuff. Bench Press and Eyes Viper from the Home for Heroes TRU sets have been released. And prototypes of the Pursuit of Cobra vehicles have appeared, including the Transforming Motorcycle and exclusive TRU rescue mission set has been released.
I can confirm that last part, like,
yes,
Cole Harley.
We can confirm that. We both saw it at a true near, in Huntington Beach.
Wow.
Yeah, yes. It was like the nicest looking Toys R Us we've ever been to, ever.
Well, it's in Huntington.
Yeah. We could see the floor.
What?
We could see the floor, and it was shiny, and there was actually cameras in front of the toy section.
You lie.
No, there were two cameras actually watching.
What? I can't feel Legos anymore? Crap.
It's like, damn. Power.
There go all my free toys.
Which explains why the entire shelf is perfectly stocked.
Like,
so about this, the motorcycle appears to come with a character who is a retool of mercenary Wraith with pegs inserted onto his armor plates and his thighs. I'm very okay with this.
Yeah, it looks neat. It looks kind of like it. This is a case of like, it looks like there was some designer who's working on G.I. Joe vehicles who all his life wanted to make his own Mospita toy. And they were like, hey, what if we did like a transforming vehicle thing? He's like, motorcycle, I'll do it. I'll design it right now. And he like,
look, I've already got the designs.
Yeah, he just pulled this out of his pocket. He's like, well, actually, I've been making this for the last year or
it's
so.
Like, it's like, oh, don't ignore the name, Stick Bernardo.
call him Ashi Ko. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's my design. It's awesome.
That's a good idea. You get a raise.
Like, it really looks like it's just some designer who all his life wished he'd gotten on the Transformers team or something like that. And he was like, this is his shining hour. He finally got to do with Mospita toy.
There seem to be a lot of borrowed concepts in the G.I. Joe line, and I really like it. I mean, aside from Psycho Mantis Doctor, which has to be intentional, there is no way it's not. I mean, the straps line up perfectly. There's no way it's not intentional. And then you've got the Mospita toy. It's just the Predator Viper that's coming out in a bit. All of the Metal Gear Solid references that just, they kind of slip in ever so casually. I love it.
I have a whole thing like...
And then you got the whole Delta 6 accelerator suit RoboCop thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll save this for a later part of the show, but I have this whole thing about, I like looking into other design teams on toy lines, and you can totally see when they have a guy who really wishes he was doing a different line. So, like, when he gets the moment to try something outside of the box, you can really tell what he wishes he was doing. And it's like, whoever did this motorcycle so totally wishes he was working on an entire toy line like this.
Like, he wanted to revive Mask somehow. And
yeah.
He got it.
He's the guy who did Tracker.
Hey, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Well, Spinner, Bubblegum Crisis, they both fall into the same thing for this one.
Yeah.
And then also
that's
released.
The thing. I wonder what it's like whenever you're designing those things. I'm going to probably screw this up, but I'm wondering if they get to make basically what they do, if it's just like, oh, hey, we need a motorcycle that turns into a robot, do this. I wonder what that how it is like that, because apparently the guys seem to really enjoy making it, like the guys who made the classics, Galvatron, stuff like that. But most of them, I'm sure there's probably a few times where they have to make something they really don't want to make.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of shows in some of the figures, too.
Yeah, going from what I've read about and heard about, it's kind of like the design process is really kind of give and take. Like, they'll write down these ideas they want to do, and then sometimes they'll get a note back, which is kind of like, you know, hey, neat idea, but do all this, or don't do this, because that will cost too much, or something like that.
Idea. Metal Gear. Yeah. Bad idea. Like, go back. Kojima's gonna sue us. Let's put suitable...
All right, let's make a Joe scale Rex. Okay, no. How about we make a Joe scale his tank? All right, I guess.
Oh, fine.
Can it have legs on it?
I think Kojima wouldn't mind, actually.
If he subcontracted G.I. Joe to do a line of Metal Gear Solid figures, that's another one of those, okay, let's print money type cases.
I totally, you know what? If they do that, I will sell my kidney and a couple of other, like, arch nemesises of mine and Chibi's to get these said figures of Metal Gear Transformers.
Just your kidneys? Dude, I'd go along.
No. It's not our kidneys. We'd take another person's kidneys. We know this one person that we want to eventually get rid of at some point. So no one will notice he was gone. You know, somehow Vandas will get a head on the step or something like that.
He'll wake up with, like, a horse's head in his bed.
Oh, Lord.
No, it'll be a Kamen Rider's head. Such a good
Wouldn't it be funny if in the next movie, the Hiss Tank looks like the Shagohod? I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
I could see that.
Hey, that looks familiar. Wait a minute.
It's threading. It's going really fast, and it has a nuke attached to its back. I know what this is.
The Wrath of Cobra's drill-footed killer thing. Get in the motorcycle.
Oh, God. Now wait, that's a horrible thought. Cobra with nukes on every Hiss tank. That, wow, show's over, pals.
Yes, sir, and your electric powers.
No, and then it's like, and then it's like all of a sudden you see the doctor, it's like Cobra Commander can astral project his body, and it's like the doctor, and he's like,
I can read your mind!
I can read the audience minds.
I told you, Hasbro, it's useless. You'll never release RC.
Make it to media, don't you?
You saw G-Force.
And then G.I. Joe comes in, and just because of a good guy, completely fucks everything up.
Remember, Duke, this is a sneaking mission.
Yo, Joe! Boom!
God.
Oh, yes. This has potential of being the greatest toy line ever.
We already got the potential for massive amounts of awesome customs.
True. But here's the thing, though. It's like, this is why we'll never be part of any, like, toy producing thing, because we'll run it to the ground with our dumb ideas.
It'll be less of, okay, design this, and more of the designers going, all right, we need to spend licensing money here, 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 here.
And twice over here.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to design... Oh, wait, they're already designed. Well, I guess we don't have a job anymore. Aww.
So, should we just go on to the next topic, or
Did anyone else rage over the fact that during the first wave of the Iron Man figures, there was the War Machine version, and they called it Stealth Suit Iron Man?
I don't know if I raged over it as much as I kind of half-heartedly pretended to understand why they did it.
Anyways.
Well, I just laughed at it because I was like, nothing says stealth like a machine gun and rocket launchers.
Yeah, we don't want to be found. Let's put a machine gun on our shoulder.
The greatest stealth option powerful. Machine guns and rocket launchers. Greatest way to sneak into a mission. By blowing the front door open.
Alright, shall we move on?
Exactly.
Okay.
There's no need to worry about the alarm whenever you've killed every guard that could sound it.
Unless you leave the area and come back. And then they respawn.
Anyways.
Oh, God.
Anyways, I got the next topic right here.
Awesome.
Next topic. Bandai of America is bringing back Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in 2010 with a new toy line and a new HD and a re-release of the original series in HD. Will the phrase Morphin Arnold be coming back to our lexicon? Panel of discussion.
Homed in HD?
This is going to be a very awkward watch in high def. I already know Pirates of the Caribbean looks like you're standing there. Mighty Morphin Power
Rangers.
Oh my god.
If they re-release the Megazord and the Dragonzord, I will totally buy that shit.
I don't want them to re-release it. I want them to retool it as a new figure.
They posted a video. Go ahead.
Vangelis, just do it!
Okay.
Wait, no!
They posted a video contest thing, which involved, like, toy marionette, like, Thunderbird action time. And during that, they showed some Megazord toy combining, and it had some redesign on the knees that would allow for a knee sideways swivel, but I'm not sure if that was just a case of them, like, kit-bashing together something that would be easier to film, but it was there.
That sounds promising.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm hoping.
They could always... another thing for the release. They could always release this thing.
Oh. That would also make loads of money. Dragon Dagger.
Still working Dragon Dagger, mind you.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, this thing.
Yes, that one, they wouldn't even have to modify or retool. I mean, all of their roleplay stuff, they could just directly re-release if they still have the molds. Because it fits in.
You're making me want to get my Deca Driver out and duel you.
you have more sounds than me. I have 4 buttons. I already used 2.
You know what I got? I got a Kamen Rider Dragon Knight Vadvent deck thingamadine.
My only problem with all of the card-based riders is I just want to see them play, like, Magic the Gathering or something.
What am I missing?
Final Attack Rider.
So you guys
Wrath of God.
Yeah, we're talking about Power Rangers now.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed the Power Rangers conversation? Damn it.
No, you just came
started.
In.
No, we just started.
Yes, you did. You
cool, okay. Come on. You got 6.
I'll just say one thing. This is making me really, really want. I want them to spend the money. Solus Jojoken Megazord.
Yes. Yes, please. Solus Jojoken, Dragonzord.
That or something. Oh my god. Oh. If they could do a proper combining Soul of Trogekin with all of the ones from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, all of that.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Have that stupidly, like, blocky everything combines at once look to it. Oh man. That is an entire shelf to itself.
I'm shiny.
I'd buy that, but at the same time, I realize it's never going to happen.
Now, you know what would be funny? Just for kicks? SOC Pyramidus. It would make no sense at all.
Giant metal pyramid that you can throw at your friends to kill them.
3 points. Articulation.
Lots of articulation.
Dude, you wouldn't even have to throw it. You could just roll it and they'd stab, you know, they'd fall over it and stab their chest in.
You'd have to build a catapult. Up and down.
Oh.
That's the enemy from Mario. Roll.
I'm really excited about the relaunch of MMPR. I don't know if we've talked about the music yet because I haven't been here, but Disney doesn't have the rights to the original Wasserman music. But they do have Wasserman working for them. So even if the music isn't the original, they could totally have Wasserman do some new stuff for it. It would be the same, I think. Hopefully.
It would be slightly different, but it would be updated like they're updating to HD. Because if you listen to the audio quality on some of the recordings, they're not the greatest.
No, I am so excited for the HD upgrade. No.
I don't even know how they're going to find HD quality recordings of some of the original Sentai stuff.
Well, they're not saying specifically HD. They're saying digital remaster, aka what they do to Disney animated films. They're not high definition, but...
Okay. Like, clean up the frame and stuff like that.
Make it look like it wasn't recorded in the 90s.
But with Disney animated, at least it's not as hard because you're just doing basic color film.
Right, the cocaine lines and the cigarette ashes in the frames, yeah.
But here's the thing, though. Here's another thing that brings up another concern. There was a very audible difference between the Sentai footage and the footage that would be cut in from from when they're just in regular form. Because they use more film, they use film stock to film like the Sentai footage.
Well, there's a rumor out now that they may actually refilm some of the stuff.
if they refilm some of the Sentai stuff, it would be all right because that's easy enough since it's just dudes in suits. I don't want to see them even try to re-record some of the stuff they did stateside.
Actually, well, not only that, but it's like...
I wouldn't be surprised if they have that stunt company that's been doing Sentai since 99 redo some of the MMPR stuff.
Well, not only that, but my concern about that is, like, if they try to do something like that, they not only have to find the original costumes or make new costumes, but they have to also make the costume for the monsters as well.
Yeah.
Well, the costumes are going to be easy. You can buy those costumes on eBay, for crying
out. Not Goldar, dude.
Oh, there are people. They could easily make a Goldar. It would take them time, and it would probably cost them a couple thousand, but compared to trying to find the original...
Actually, I wouldn't doubt that they do it, because they're... Judging by what they're... Because normally, Power Rangers series, especially RPM, hasn't been aired on ABC. They've been aired on Jetix. It looks like Disney was subjugating PR to digital cable. But now... MMPR, the remake, is being the rebroadcast is being aired on ABC Kids on Saturday mornings. Meaning Disney actually cares about this one.
They're bringing it back to Saturday mornings
on ABC Kids. Yeah.
Hold on, you got it all the other way around.
No, it's like, I'm gonna read the press release right now. It says
because they've been giving Power Rangers RPM exclusively on ABC Kids.
Because I've seen it on Disney XD.
Really?
Exclusive. I've never seen it on ABC.
Disney XD.
It might be a distribution thing, like they're only airing it in certain parts of the states, or.
Well, Disney XD is a nationwide channel. If they're airing it on XD in one area, they're airing it on XD nationwide.
Yeah, but they might have only given it to certain segments of ABC.
Yeah, I think that may be what they're doing, but this is what with MMPR, the press release doesn't even mention XD. It mentions ABC Kids only.
Yeah, that's why. It's because they've been working with them for a while. Like,
I think
not for
this
a while.
Time they're actually going to do advertising for it. I think this time they're going to go all out. I think they want this one to be successful.
To be fair, Disney does own ABC, so.
For this one, though, I think with MMPR, Disney's looking at it and saying, this is our chance to make this series successful without putting any money into it. Disney doesn't need to put any money into the MMPR rebroadcast.
Okay, Vangelis, do you have anything to contribute to this conversation, my good man?
It's another thing that I really should save up for a later part, but all I'll say is, like, those toys look pretty neat, but, everything I saw of them so far is kind of like, man, that's cool. I wish it did this extra thing, or I wish it had, like, this extra joint. But I think a neat idea, and it is, like, if they can just rebroadcast the old Mighty Morphin, then it's probably even cheaper than outsourcing to New Zealand, so I'm sure they'll accomplish what they like to do.
And thus the podcast exploded.
It's as cheap as making a cartoon, or cheaper, without the disdain of it being a Power Rangers cartoon. I think Disney's really found the sweet spot for what fans and what kids want with MMPR, and I think that if this does well enough, we could see a lot of good things coming out of this, like really good MMPR.
You know, it's going to be weird though, because you're going to, something tells me when this broadcasts, you're going to have parents who grew up with this show, and then you're going to have their kids watching this,
and they're going to
be weird
because
It's going to be a sliding timescale kind of thing. Like, what we remember is our childhood of coming home and rocking out to the theme and kicking other kids in the shins, then getting reprimanded for it. And then we're going to have the kids today doing it. It's going to be great.
And as my brother just inputted from the side here, every kid watching this shit thought they could do karate, and I think, and will think they can do karate.
Again. You mean like, yeah.
Oh,
well,
God.
MMPR was the only thing you were going to get into the Power Rangers action. Dude, your shock.
What the?
Really
damn it, Helper.
Damn it, Helper.
God damn it, Helper.
Anyways, keep going.
Keep going.
Konata, please. Continue. My good man, please.
What was I saying?
You were talking about how everyone could do thought they could do karate because of at the time when they
were saying that MMPR was the was when Power Rangers actually had cultural impact over here.
Oh yeah, and during that, it's like Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles. They wrote that. That was like the rise of the McDojos as well.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh yeah. Because it's Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers back in the late '80s and early '90s that got kids into karate.
Yeah, and that's why it's like that was like the sudden rise of like all these big dojos.
Ivan like Rex,
and then you have the guy, and then you find the guys like Rex Kwando. Hi, I know Rex Kwando.
Actually, Rex Kwando. It'd be really funny if this does as well as we all want it to.
What the? Apparently, Skeletor is feeding
snap,
a body.
Oh, snap, that's on. I'm sorry.
Apparently, he's vacuuming.
Sorry.
I think that's our cue to talk about the next thing. I think we've talked about...
No, I'm used to being on Ventrilo. I've been hitting insert this whole time. I was just drilling a hole in one of my figures. I'm sorry.
What figure were you mutilating, man?
I'm not mutilating. I'm putting a hole in the backpack of one of my storms. Yeah, I have a Dremel on my desk.
Oh god!
No, I'm putting a hole in one of my stormtrooper backpacks so I can have this wire attached to the gauntlet that's gonna go on his wrist.
That's a good idea.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You're giving a stormtrooper the Infinity Gauntlet. Good mother of God.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be some crazy shit. You want to see that Death Star turn into a brick of cheese?
I think we should have a custom section later.
Okay.
No gin allowed. No, gin allowed.
We should have like a big, like logo on top of toy instead of like no girls allowed. It says no gins allowed.
No, it's like who remembers Snoopy come home? Who remembers watching
you
that?
See,
thing?
You realize now that you've mentioned his name, this podcast is forever ruined. Thank you.
Yeah, but it's like
gin
hold
is
on.
The Godwin's law of toy.
Yeah, but it's like it's like hold on. It's like there has to be like a soundbite like on the front page. It's like. No gins allowed.
If I may, I'll try to counteract that with just a little bit of green text. I agree, anontalk.com.
Okay.
The bots have followed us into the Skype.
Oh, God! No!
I'm being assimilated!
What the heck?
Resistance is futile.
On that exciting note... our final news topic of the day, I think, is...
Don't say their name.
Mattel shows off the line of 2010 WWE action figures. Oh. I know nothing about this.
Man, when you said that, a bookshelf over here fell...
Don't even look at me.
God damn it.
From West Virginia, but I know shit about wrestling, and I don't want to know anything.
They
so
are releasing
don't
these
even talk to me about that stuff.
Okay, wrestling figures are good for basic, muscly bodies. For customizing.
They're releasing the figures because Stone Cold said so.
And like, are we serious? Please tell me we're serious.
No, but
damn.
Well, I'm gonna keep this short because I'm actually excited for these. But But I'm gonna keep it short. But like, there's one in particular that could be like customized spoiler, and that's Triple H in his WrestleMania 22 outfit.
Okay.
And it's just him done up with a barbarian loincloth and like a big old like skin like you know animal skinned cape and he has like a crown on his head. It's one of the most ridiculous things you've ever seen in your life, but I kind of want to keep that for that because it's just like it's so weird.
Triple H, what is best in life?
Same can be said about Rey Mysterio as to get up.
Oh, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, he has the Aztec get-up thing.
Yeah, that's a really cool one too. So, but
With the Triple H one, you could actually think of something else to do. While with the Rey Mysterio one, there's like very few things to think of.
He has a dead peacock on his head.
it's crowd.
Wait, I think I have to buy this figure now just for the dead peacock. Then I can do a Neville's mom certainly. Custom.
Every figure should have a dead peacock on its head.
But yeah,
Linebox, dead peacocks.
So, you guys can figure it out later. I won't discuss more. I'll just keep my marquee my wrestling marquee thing to myself, and we shall continue on to our next topic.
Well, I got a little bit I could add, which is that the Elite Series 1 looks like it's doing what I always assumed wrestling fans would want out of this. I find wrestling amusing, but I've just kind of fallen out of watching it over the last bunch of years. I was more of a high school fan of the thing, but the Elite Series 1, they actually look like they have like fully posable hips and shoulders, and that's the thing that always confused me about a lot of the Jack-specific stuff whenever I'd see it, is that these are supposed to be like, the whole idea is every single figure is of a hand-to-hand combat grappler, and most of them weren't actually that posable, and I always just found that really weird, because I was like, I figured these would be like the most superposable toys you can find, because they're supposed to do all this crazy like body slam, lariat,
it needs articulation.
Burning hammer.
Yeah, it's like making Grievous a static statue. It just doesn't make sense. There are characters that need articulation, and then characters that don't.
Yeah.
It's like giving a 3PO droid all the joints in the world, and then you've got Grievous who does ninja kicks and throws people with his feet, and he moves at like his waist and shoulders, and that's it.
He moves at the speed. He moves like at the speed of lard.
But what's weird is they have all the G.I. Joes and the fig arts and things, you know, and a lot of people will have them do wrestling moves in their photo shoots and stuff. And I was always like, it's so weird how everyone except the wrestling figures can do wrestling moves.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's weird because my friend Stan, who did the review for Hana, you see him abuse the Momotaro's figure like if it was like a typical WWE match. I swear to God.
I saw that, yeah.
Ow, my ear. Oh.
Skeletor is crushing a bitch's throat.
The motherfuckers. That's what they get for trying to interrupt my podcast.
You just say what?
Yeah, I found a picture of the WrestleMania 22 Rey Mysterio.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's basically a throwback to the basic Aztec theme of the Eagle Warriors and such.
Yeah, because he came out with a head.
Ancient Mesoamerican furries?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, God. What is this? Yeah, I don't even.
It's like, seriously, this line has everything. Mesoamerican furries, Gonard the Barbarian, and realistic clothing. This is going to be the greatest line of all time, guys. Seriously.
And there's a
I wouldn't say all time, but it's pretty awesome.
There's a Rey Mysterio that comes with a loop. Too, so you get that as well.
Luchador. Yes. Oh, I can finally have my Luchador Kamen Rider matchup. Yay.
That's all I got on this.
Paint him up like El Santo, have him go on adventures with RX.
Wow, Skeletor sounds up to your mic, dude. Oh.
Give me a minute.
It appears that someone's getting shot.
Thanks for listening to the Joy Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Due to technical difficulties, we'll have to end early. Goodbye.
So, what are we talking about now?
Well, I like to say, let's talk about our hauls. Let's talk about what we got.
Actually,
like,
I want to do a special segment this week, which is our special guest corner. If you're not aware, this week's special guest is Vangelis. And I've had a thread on the board with shout-outs and questions. So I guess we'll ask Vangelis some questions on behalf of the board.
You've got to ask the one with the 1, 2, 3, and 4 in it. That one's Delicious Rage.
Which one?
That's going to be awesome.
I'll read this one. Hold on. I'll read this one.
Oh.
Who gives shit about... Who gives a shit about Vangelis? No one
cares. Not me, goddammit!
No one cares about the podcast. I'm going to listen to it anyway.
Actually, let me say that in the correct
I like
way.
This one.
I already know what type of person, what type of
all I gotta say is
wrote this. I'll do my best imitation. Who gives a shit about Vangelis? Nobody cares about podcasts. I'm not gonna listen anyways. Fuck you, Trip Fag. I'm gonna go back to V and play Halo.
Hey, I play Halo, so anyway, I like this one. Oh, trans fags you for pathetic little cult's personality, a derp, derp, derp. What the fuck does this have to do with Derek Wyatt?
Yeah, remember, guys, cool Transformer fans now. I don't know if you were aware of that, but...
You infected me with your plague.
I'm sorry, guys. It just happens. And,
Jesus
you know...
Christ,
I'm going to ask some real questions. I'm going to ask some real questions.
A real question.
What is the most you've ever paid for a stolen Chinese toy?
All right, I actually have a story about this, because I've told this before, and then I don't think I've ever told this outside of Skype conversations.
Can we just turn this off?
this is my funny story about spending way the hell too much on toys.
Guys, that's how you're freaking up.
We can't hear you. Wait, hold on.
Guys, we lost them. We completely lost them.
Okay,
That's all I got. Okay, so back in the day, when I had a really lucrative job going on, and I was all like, you know, stolen animated, because I was all into the animated, and China was totally, making it easy. So the very first gray Shockwave shows up on eBay.
Skeletor, stop hammering, God.
No, I think that's Shock.
And what was it? PL already had one. And I thought it was really cool, and I was like, oh, god damn it, I want that toy. So I see one on eBay, and it's under $100, and I was like, it's not going to last very long. Because this was the era of $300 Blitzwing.
Oh, my god.
So
I remember this, like, last year.
So I was looking at this auction, and then it comes down to the last day. It's still under $100, so I'm all like, whatever. So I went in, and I was like, I bid 90. Because it was at like 70 or something like that. And I was like, yeah, I'm never going to get this. But late at night, I'm just going to bid anyway. So I checked back the next morning and I won it. And I was like, I was dead certain it was going to be 150. So I thought I wouldn't win it. So I ended up like, this is why you don't bid on auctions to satisfy like late night greed cravings. And hoping that someone's going to outbid you. Because then they won't. So I got...
Murphy's Law.
Yeah, I got an animated Shockwave, like, when I can't remember whatever the date is on the video I made about him, minus, like, 4 days is when I got him. And so I paid, like, 4 times his retail price. But to be honest, I liked that toy so much, it felt kind of worth it, because I kept an eye out locally. And if I tried to hold out to locally get a gray Shockwave, I wouldn't have had one until about 2 months ago. So, felt it was okay.
So wait, that's the most you've ever paid? Even with like, you know, Aveo Swerve?
Aveo Swerve I kind of got for the cost of shipping.
Oh my god, I hate you. Aveo Swerve's awesome.
No, as far as stolen Chinese
stuff, you on this.
I'm gonna get out. Oh my god.
I wanna say, and you're gonna hate me and you're probably gonna rage quit for this, but I got a story about Shockwave. Thanks to your review, might I add, I wanted one pretty bad, and I couldn't find one in stores. I almost had someone get it for me. I got mine for $1.
How the hell?
Gray one?
But that whole, the gray one, with that whole,
the Kmart steal, right?
Cup or something. Yeah.
You got the, like, the what? What
so
did
I
you
just
want to
be
it?
A dick and say, you spent 90, I got mine for $1. I just find that funny.
Wow.
I'm happy that, because I hope people can get that toy, because people should own Shockwave. I mean,
they
there
really
are people
should.
Who don't.
It's a good toy.
Seriously.
Everybody should own a Shockwave.
It was worth it.
I have to tell you, Derek Wyatt trolled me when he turned
put it
purple.
This way, if I had played with him before, I probably would have spent 90 on him. Either way, it is a great toy.
Derek Wyatt trolled me when he turned purple. I was seriously like, what? Why do I have a gray one? He's purple now. What?
And then came the Target fumble.
Yeah, I wanted someone to get me the Target one for $5 because I was over in the Canadas, and the person who first responded to my Twitter was Derek Wyatt because he was going to TFCon anyway. So I got my purple Shockwave off Derek Wyatt for $5 and half of a hamburger.
Nice.
Dang.
Did
he autograph the box or something?
No. Well, actually, I have another really weird story about that. Thanks. There's a friend of mine called Robo Feeny who documented this, and I didn't know about it until I watched his like videos from the convention. But I threw that box out because I was kind of like, I'd been up for like 20 hours or whatever, and like, you know, I was sitting outside and I was messing with the toy, and I kind of just chucked the box on a table with a bunch of other garbage on it. Some kid walked up and took, this is an empty box. He took the box and carried it around with him for the rest of the evening. And there's video evidence of it. And I have no idea why he did that.
He must really love your reviews.
or he just really wanted that box. Like, he was hovering, and he was like, put the box down. Yeah, he put the box down! I gotta take
go,
it!
Go! Go, get the box.
But yeah, the most I spent on one was $80 on a stolen Chinese toy. I did spend $30 on a scout once, and that was also pretty shameful. But
Knockout?
No, Ransack.
Von Weifleck, Von Joy, or whatever.
Worth it. Ransack, Von Joy.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that I've actually spent more on stolen toys than Vangelis has.
Sorry.
I spent 115 on my Shattered Glass Prime. And he came... Whoa. No, the worst part, the box he came in, the inside was sealed, not with tape, but with the factory decals for World's Smallest Prime.
Oh, dude, then that's the same guy I got a bunch of mine from, because I have so many little Chinese boxes with those things on the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's the one who shipped me Crystal Convoy by accident.
I was going to say, didn't you get Crystal on accident for... Why
which
didn't you keep
I could have had if you didn't have rent money.
Yeah, I sold Crystal for money.
Crystal
I needed it
is
for
rarer.
Rent. I'm fully aware. I got him 3 days before the convention he was supposed to be released at.
How much money did you get for him?
About $130. So I made $15 off of the transaction and still kept my Shattered Glass Prime.
And there's the thing, it's like...
That is awesome.
I thought it was so wrong, Skeletor, that you sold Crystal for money.
See,
yeah,
I've never sold any of my toys, and I... The only convention exclusives I have are Comic-Con exclusives. Like, I went to BotCon and didn't get the figures, mainly because... I didn't like them. There are other people who get the figures to sell them. I don't do that. I couldn't.
That's noble of you.
The only time I did,
you have the BotCon figures, right?
Yeah, I do. The thing for me is that I'm just a silly completist because I've been to like every BotCon since 2000, so I always want to get all the toys. It's all like, you know, I have all this stuff and OCD, blah, blah, blah.
See, you went to the Shattered Glass one. The only BotCon I've been to was this year's. And this year's exclusives really weren't awesome. I expected some animated stuff.
Yeah. What did I do? I went through them for a video, and I'd never really looked at them until the video, just because, like, I'd seen all... Because of the podcast I do, I'd talked about them with people for, like, months before they came out, and so when I actually got them, it was just kind of like, yeah, cool, there's... Okay, anyway, what's going on at the show?
Yeah, I wanted Animated Cup. Something.
Yeah, I'm hoping they can do Animated, because Derek Wyatt said that he would really love to help them design, like, decos for Animated exclusives.
Hasbro has the rights to those toys. They can't do movies because Paramount owns the molds.
Yeah, and also the car licenses and all that stuff.
Yeah, but no, they can do animated full on.
Yeah, although
I kind of like to see.
But doesn't the Cartoon Network own all the...
They don't own the designs or the molds, no.
Yeah, they own...
I was going to say, you know what I'd kind of like to see just out of random weirdness? You know that... The whole titanium Menasaur that was a black and purple Rodimus Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd kind of like to see animated Rodimus done up like that for some odd ass reason.
That would be neat.
Or Shattered Glass or whatever. That'd be kind of neat.
I got to poke animated Rodimus. He'd be fun in any color scheme.
It's like, don't you already have it already?
Oh right, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I got him in Movie Lockdown and RC.
yes, I listen to the podcast religiously.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, I got yeah. That was a Twitter practical joke because my friend GogDog had somehow he took pictures of the Hasbro booth and somehow his pictures on Twitter were the first ones up. So people kept started to follow him on Twitter. So I said you should Twitter that I just bought Movie Lockdown. And he did, and then people started going like, what's going on? So we started, we brought someone else into it and said that I sold it to this person for $5, and that person then broke it.
Oh!
And I think by the end of the day, it caught on, but there was this moment of belief, which I found kind of funny.
You are not my hero.
I want it to be 2010, because 2010 in toys is awesome.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. No, this November is pretty badass.
It is, but 2010 is... My brother's commenting in the background. Anyway, 2010 is like all the new Marvel movies, so we're getting Iron Man 3.75 figures. We're getting the new G.I. Joe Pursuit of Cobra toys. We're getting the last of the Movie 2 toys. Theoretically, we're getting Universe back.
We're getting Power Rangers back.
Yeah, but November has Dio Brando.
No, Power Rangers back is November. Power Rangers back is November, December.
Oh, great. And, well, for me, the WWE toy.
I'll just say... What's up? I was going to say, I just think this year was the best, for me anyway, because SOC Big O came out. Yes, I'm talking about that again.
All right, then, how about this?
I can't say that.
I want to continue with Evangelist's
question, so I don't bother.
Yeah, they're Evangelist.
I'm not going to mention the fatality question, because Evangelist already explained why the name in that one...
I don't know who Fatality is. I'm a noob.
He's like an MLG guy who's got all these licenses and stuff.
Oh.
Major League Gaming, yeah.
Okay, I think I know who that is.
Yeah, hey, did you ever think about doing a spot about Bushu Stinkies on your podcast? That'd be really cool.
I actually am single-handedly responsible for all Buso Shinki threads on Toy. I figured I'd just reveal that. Yeah, I actually have a web of agents that I activate now and then when I feel bored.
Yeah, go on TFW and you say, release the horde.
Yeah, I go on there. I go to my super secret private forum. I go like Buso Shinki Army activate, and then like literally little red lights turn on around the world, and like people turn like they go up to their computer, and it's like Mask, and these like helmets drop down over their heads, and they become like part of me, and it's sort of like this hive mind deal. Then we go like, all right, how can we ruin the day of Buso Shinki? And I go
hey, I have another question here. That says, oh, transfags.
Little known fact, Evangelist single-handedly wrote that one essay.
The question is, are we that desperate to get our tongues on Derek Wyatt's sloppy seconds? I'll answer that for us. Toy Illuminati, the shadow government here at the Toy Podcast.
Toy Illuminati, it's one word.
Yeah, Toy Illuminati. How do you pronounce it?
Toy
Illuminati.
Yes, the Toy Shadow Government already has Derek Wyatt in our clutches. We don't need sloppy seconds to get to Derek Wyatt. We already have Derek Wyatt. The shadow government is everywhere.
Not sloppy seconds if he showers first.
In fact, Evangelist claims that he controls Busu Shinki posts. No, the Toy Shadow Government, pioneered by every single trip fag and led by Queen Catan, controls all spam bots and troll posts.
I was trying to cover for you guys, but if you want to let it out, you know.
No, we're going to let the secret out. We're going to let the world know. The shadow government is real.
I personally and the
we are the worst shadow government ever.
When do we activate the dildo bots?
I hold the position of personal general to the guy who said, "Do you like the potatoes cooked that way?"
Toy, I'm just lucky that we haven't decided to put JS spam on the board yet.
Okay, didn't we do that like a week and a half ago?
Yeah, we had JS spam, I think.
I must have been out that day. You people went beyond See, the shadow government even betrays itself. This is an evil, evil organization, and we're out for you.
Well,
I hope you like your milk with extra brown box.
I'm the Professor X in the Illuminati.
I am Namor. Also,
I'm
sleeping with your wife.
I claim Black Bolt.
Stop talking.
I don't talk that much.
I am
blowing up half the world.
Guy.
When I was chosen to be Doctor Strange, I have no idea what the character does, so...
Okay, you ever see the Venture Brothers?
No. I hardly watch Venture Brothers. I only saw like one episode.
Did you see anything with Dr. Orpheus?
I believe I did.
Okay, that's who you are.
Anyways,
you cast spells.
I think somebody said I was Iron Man, meaning I'm a drunk.
Yes.
Get drunk. No, I vote Dash to be Iron Man.
Hey everybody, I found Captain America.
Okay,
America's
if you can be Iron
killer.
Man, then I'm not
guys,
Batman.
I found Captain America's killer. Come here and look in this mirror. There's Captain America's killer right there.
It's a scroll.
Damn it, Pepper.
Captain America's killer.
Stop blocking. Stop asking us to register.
Register.
Anyways.
You know, technically, wouldn't 4chan be specifically anti-register because it's an anonymous board?
Yeah.
Spidey is so anonymous.
Pretty much.
I'm going to say it right now, I did not like Civil War at all. I thought it would be cool. Then I read issue 2 and Spidey became a faggot. I'm like, what is this?
He fixed it with one more day.
Oh, God, no! This isn't a CO podcast. We're not going to get into Joe Quesada. We're not going to get into one more day. But I'm going to say this. I believe that Joe Quesada is the Jin Sautome of CO.
Okay, so that wraps it up for Rage Jump Chat.
Wait, we were actually on a topic there?
No, we weren't. No. We actually span off of the asking questions and shout-outs part.
We kind of steered left and right there. I was just going to add that if you want to have something like Derek Wyatt's sloppy seconds at TFCon, he enjoyed a Harvey's bacon hamburger and attempted to eat some poutine. So if you go and get some of that and pretend that he ate on it, then it'll be just like, you know, sloppy seconds, and you can join the cult of personality by engaging in some of that.
Now I have one last question. Vangelis, do you ever get cold living in Sean Long's shadow?
Well, I've tried because we had a really hot summer over here, but he's kind of short, and I couldn't get myself to fit underneath it, so I just went behind a tree instead.
Wow.
Damn.
All right. Is it true lives in, like, Anaheim?
I will be right back.
See, this is not a knock against Sean Long. This is literally just an observation. Is that he's not short. He's just like he looks smaller than he should be. And I wanted to, you know, how you click and drag like a diagonal box on a resizing window. Like I really wanted to like resize up a little bit because it was just odd.
He's vertically challenged.
He's that kind of small where you think his next words are going to be, "You're not getting my pot of gold."
Well, he needed to eat more rice.
He must have, obviously, while they're still choice.
So basically, he's like, "No one's going to catch me licking charms. They're magically delicious."
I don't know. He's just like, for some reason, because a lot of people tend to film themselves with a camera pointed up at them, like it makes anyone on a YouTube video taller than they actually are.
Like yourself, I swear to God, I thought you were 8'3".
I know, and I'm actually like 3'7". It's just this trick of the camera I use.
On the upside, awesome. That means you can have my size Barbie clothes and save so much money on shopping.
Oh, dude, you know the 3-foot Barbie they put out? Like, that's how I got through elementary school. I mean, I had to change my name. But...
It's like, hey, look, it's Vangelista.
You can save a good $307,000 on a car and just buy those like action wheels or power wheels.
Dude, I was peddling one of those to work today.
Like,
I mean,
that's like reminded of South Park when Cartman was trying to escape to Mexico on a power wheel.
Yeah. No, the one where they ran over to the Family Guy studio in Big Wheels.
Yeah.
Power wheels are legitimate transportation, is all I'm going to say. I mean, like, you know, maybe they do laugh at me for it, but, you know, I like to think they're laughing because I am so fuel conscious in this economy, and I'm thinking green.
Think of it this way. The power wheels are easily modified, and I forgot where I was going with this.
Actually, you know what would be funny? If they made a Power Wheels Nissan GTR.
Need the spoiler and some 20-inch rims.
We can give him nitrous.
GTR would be incredible.
My power wheels is hydraulics. I'm not ashamed to say.
neon lights on the underside, and a 20 and a subwoofer.
Dude, they would all laugh. Then I'd activate my rap music, and I would engage my hydraulics to move my car up and down. And I said, "Hey, yo, all right, I'm pretty with it." And they were just climbing in my back seat. Only, like, instead of a back seat, I actually mean, like, the red wagon.
Now you've got to ask the question, how does the milkman roll?
Oh, Lord.
Milk daddy roll.
Oh, I don't think he knows how to drive. because he's actually illiterate, so he's not able to pass driving tests.
He gets driven.
He gets driven, yeah.
He's a very driven person.
By the ladies.
I do want to say, like, I'm going to make the public announcement now. If you don't like the Milk Daddy, it's fine to post that on the videos, because my friend who wrote those is always really happy to hear that someone didn't like them, because...
If I can make a public thing, I didn't like it one bloody bit.
Yeah, there you go. Like it's fine. I didn't, like, put all of my effort into the Milk Daddy. All the writing was done by my friend. The reason why he wears shades is because I'm usually reading off of giant cue cards.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's like it's funny, and then it's just like, yeah, I get it, it's funny, but stop shoving that shit down my throat.
I'm talking to a couple people. So.
One more question for our special guest.
Do you hear me?
And
talk
this isn't from the board, but on behalf of the board.
Sorry.
I'm sure we'd all like to know this. Have you considered?
Sorry.
Getting.
Well, I should be over in a couple, about a half hour or so.
Certainly Konami making Busu Shinkies. Have you considered talking to figure companies about making a figure of Subtitle Tom?
A figure of who?
Subtitle Tom.
Oh, well, I'd rather leave that to other people because, like, I think Subtitles Tom is hilarious, but, all like, I will admit, like, as far as my own, viewpoint goes, the subtitles are still an androgynous collection of letters who lean either way, but that means it works for them to manifest as Subtitles Ton in the eyes of a person who digs that. And I do think Subtitles Ton is awesome, although my favorite one is still the Kenshiro one.
I don't know, the thing is, whenever I see Subtitles Ton, it's like it's seriously, you know what I think? I think of Triclops. Because they always have like a wooden mono eye, I'm like, what?
Say Triclops?
I am totally into, like, if you want to, come up with weird steampunky women with, like, pipes in their eyes, because that's hot, but,
All right, I'm announcing it now. My next custom will be Subtitles 10 as a Shinky.
Hell yeah, Skeletor!
How do you plan the legs?
I'll probably have to buy a tripod. One of those bendy tripods. So that she's got... Yeah, that way she's got actual articulations down there, and you can have her, like, wrapping around figures and your head. You can wear her as a hat.
Will she have the USB cable?
I have worn a GorillaPod hat at a convention. I was at a BotCon at the trivia contest, and I was really out of it, so I took my GorillaPod with my camera attached to it and wrapped it around the top of my head and told people that I was downloading G1 episodes in order to cheat. And, while I was sitting in the audience, a gentleman behind me tapped me on the shoulder and sternly asked that I take it off because he couldn't read the questions on the slide projector. So I took my Buso Shinky hat. I'm not that cool. My GorillaPod hat off.
Your wind scale hat.
But GorillaPods, okay, if you ever want to make the most expensive action figure ever who looks totally creepy, get a really expensive camera and get a big GorillaPod and then pose it and it looks like a Martian walker.
That's not a bad idea.
It'll only cost you about $600, but it's pretty cool.
I'd spend $600 for a Martian walker.
Well, the thing is, I have here like this cheapo camera that I wish I can kill.
I'll hold out for the SRC version.
And yeah, I'll keep that in mind. It'll be like, it's my little buddy. I call him Juanito.
So I guess Hall Thread, what did you get this week?
Wait, I got one question for Skeletor. What were you planning on that DCUC?
You want to know about Erect again?
Yes.
Wait, see, it's a funny story. One of my friends, because I happen to, I go both ways, co and toy. One of my friends, actually, I have to pull it up here. Facebook.com. One of my friends posted an artwork on DeviantArt, because that's what you do, it's an artwork site. And I was like, I need to think of a witty response, and yet I have no idea what I'm going to say. She likes comics. I like comics. Okay. So I went and I dug up the little poem that turns Jason Blood into Etrigan, and I modified it ever so slightly, so that it went, Yarva Demonicus erect again. Change the form of man. Free the cock forever damned. Free the might from fleshy mire. Boil the blood in heart of fire. Gone the form of man. Rise the boner, erect again. And then she decided that she was going to draw that, because she's a draw fag. And a week later, there's a post on Twitter going, hey, Skeletor, check this out. And it's Etrigan doing the whole, like, Super Saiyan, oh my god, pose, and a ginormous sensor bar. So I figured, since Etrigan is shell-forming pretty much everywhere, I'd go pick one up, get Revoltech Camus, take his snakes, and make an erect again.
Oh, God.
Oh. How long are you on this project?
I have yet to purchase any of the materials due to being poor.
Skeletor almost needed to start a rent thread for $6.
Hey, I made it.
$6?
I sold stuff at EB. I didn't have stuff.
Found
his pants.
Seriously, I was up in LA today, like near LA, and I was like, I was about to tell Chibi, I was like, hey, you know, I want to give this guy like $6, you know, just for like the trust.
That's right.
Okay, because we're all poor, I would have gotten something this week, but I didn't find anything at any store.
What were you looking for?
Wheelie and Chromia.
The Wall of Blue. I know it well.
Oh my god, it's awful.
I've seen that 3 times, that's about it.
It's like Allspark Blue has come back to haunt us.
Okay, my
I don't even hate those toys, but I'm put off of them by the Wall of Blue.
My Toys R Us is Ravage, 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 and every time I go to Toys R Us, it's kind of like adorable seeing all these robotic cats smiling on a wall.
Jesus Christ.
Wheelie is a good toy, but I don't understand why people won't buy him.
Well, it's not that they're not buying him. Wheelie. It's that there's too many of them. We've already bought them.
I don't have Wheelie. I don't want Wheelie. I want toys that are worth $10.
I guess I'm kind of lucky with my 50-plus mile drive to and from work in that I hit up, let's see, on the way there's 2 Toys R Us, 3 Walmarts, 2 Targets, and I haven't gone that far into Corona, so I don't know. So
yeah, I think you summed up my town. The amount of things on my town.
May have money to get toys, because recently I discovered that I'm, you know, applicable for unemployment, and I'm like, okay, it's demeaning, but I'll do it. And it's money, so...
Oh god, you're going to qualify for a Delta.
Got those toys.
Right, yeah.
No more Califax.
Anyways.
Okay, what did you say? Let's let Prime Guy say what he got this week, because I know what he got this week, and we're all going to faint when hearing how much money he spent.
Alright, Prime Guy.
How about I go second to last or something, though, because I got to... See, I haven't bought anything for a while, and if you want me to do a whole... haul, it's going to have to be like 2 weeks worth of stuff.
Recently. What did you get? Tell us what you got, please, because what you got is amazing and you're going to win.
Proceed.
Oh, just do it. Talking about that Halo 3 Hunter, okay.
No.
That's fun.
Oh, yes. But, I bought Zolt's Joke and Big O. Well, technically I bought him like 2 weeks ago, but he just came like a couple days. Like, what, 4 days or so?
I'll bet you can, too.
Ooing and eyeing. It's SOC Big O. And he bought the add-on pack.
Yeah,
that is a lot of money.
Damn.
Well, you got to understand, I am a Big O fanboy to the point, like, most people go about Gundam. You know what I mean? Problem is,
damn,
Big
That's
O
great.
Fans don't have a fuck ton of toys to buy. So... But yeah, I got him, and he is just amazing. He's got to be at least 75% diecast. It's ridiculous.
It's
very nice.
So you're going to be getting the foot car soon.
The what?
The car from the foot.
The what?
Foot car?
Yeah, I'm getting all that, too.
Oh, God.
Question of the day. Does SOC Big O double as a curling iron?
Huh?
Is it heavy enough?
What do you mean?
Can you use it as a free weight?
Oh, I'd probably say possibly, yeah, if you're really weak like I am.
I believe all. But, I believe that applies to all of Toy. I don't think there's a guy on Toy with really big muscles. I like collecting toys! Somebody get me my rides!
You know what? But I'm going to make it my mission
thing.
To do
I just
that.
Want to mention one thing. But wait a minute, there's only one little detail I want to mention about this toy that's I don't think anyone's covered yet. I've only seen one photo of it on some Japanese photo gallery or whatever my friend showed me. On the bottom of the base, it's casted in uprised plastic, cast in the name of God, ye not guilty. That is the stupidest, littlest detail I could ever think they could put on there, and it's just, it
that
blows me away the way that they did that. It's just, you could tell that whoever they did, the design team, they really took the time and they, you know what I mean? They really loved this, one of this toy to be made.
That popular
I love it.
Yeah, I was mostly a U.S.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you repeat the line?
I just got to say, I hope a big duo comes out, and if they come out with that and there's an add-on, exclusive add-on kit with Inferno parts, I'll be damn right, I'll buy that too.
Okay, Skeletor, stop hitting the bong.
I'm not hitting a bong. I don't know.
We don't have super weight up here in BC. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, Skeletor. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, and the only other things I got is in the video related news, I rebought Saints Row 2, which I absolutely love that game. If you have an Xbox, play it now. But and I got a funny story. I ordered a Halo 3 Hunter because I'm a Halo fag. Kanata will know that. But I ordered one, got it for $20 shipped. That's pretty much retail for it. And then, like a day later, what comes in the mail? Another box from the guy. It's a second one. He shipped me another one accidentally.
Nice.
So now I got two of them.
But hey, you got the story. You got the twin. They always come out as twins.
Now, is that an accident, or is that
those Halo Hunters?
See, I'd like a gold Hunter.
No, it was an accident, and I talked to them tonight.
And that wraps up for part one. Please direct the link for part two. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast, please direct the mail to toypodcast@gmail.com. And once again, that is toypodcast@gmail.com. And hopefully you'll find part two. And hopefully you continue to enjoy.
Live with Bali and Emily. Fear inside.